I'm Dodd Morris for Mission Network News. Ramadan is in full swing and continues to July 5th. We've been asking you to pray for the needs of Muslim communities in the United States, abroad, and in refugee camps. But another way you can have an impact is by going on a mission trip and building relationships with Muslim people. These personal connections often lead to faith conversations. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says they have several mission trips coming up to the Arab Gulf, Central Asia, and the Far East.
Well, you know, it's all about relationships. And Muslims are highly relational people. We just got to take the time to build those relationships and build that trust so that we can speak into their lives the truth and the love of Jesus. Sharing our faith, listening to them share their faith, and here's an opportunity to dive in and to see what that's like.
Learn more in the full story at missionnews.org. And Jesus told us to care for the widow, the alien, orphan, and the imprisoned as if we were caring for Jesus himself. Over a decade ago, a retired reverend in India wondered what he could do about the high suicide rates in Mizoram prisons. Then he met Dean Vandermay of Set Free Ministries, and the plan to set prisoners free spiritually was set in motion.
Then we preached the word of God and doing counseling, helping those inmates whenever they needed. So a number of the inmates came to Jesus Christ.
Thanks to the changing work of the gospel, suicides have stopped in the prisons Reverend Zawala and volunteers work in. The community has taken notice, including church leaders. Reverend Zawala asks you to pray for the church to continue awakening to the needs of the overlooked groups in Mizoram. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is what we see on the news, but One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. Join us on a prayer cast journey during the month of Ramadan. For more details, visit missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.